Carlo O'Brien is here now with the news.
In the United States, Donald Trump has formally accepted the nomination of the Republican Party to be its candidate in the US presidential election. In a lengthy speech, he said he would be a president for all Americans and promised to unify the country. He also spoke in detail about the assassination attempt last Saturday. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
At 92 minutes, it was the longest acceptance speech in modern US political history. It had three notable features. The first was a detailed account of the attempt on his life at a political rally on Saturday, in which he described a bullet that grazed his ear, Secret Service agents risking their own lives to protect him, and the single shot from a Secret Service sniper that ended the attack. "I'm not supposed to be here tonight," he said, the crowd shouting back, "Yes, you are." On stage with him, the helmet and equipment of former fireman Corey Comparator, who was killed in the attack. The second feature was the tone, different in style to many previous Trump speeches, much less confrontational, infused instead with messages of hope, optimism and strength, and a pledge to end the divisions in American life. The third feature, policy plans, featured little that was new. Promises to cut taxes, end inflation, reduce interest rates, stop illegal immigration and return factories to America. He said on day one he will close the southern border and authorize a huge oil drilling program to reduce energy costs. And he said he would build an Iron Dome anti-missile system like Israel's to protect America. He only mentioned Joe Biden once, claiming he had done more damage than the 10 worst presidents in US history combined. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Milwaukee.
Gardaí are investigating a suspected arson attack on the former Crown Paints factory in Coolock. The fire was contained and brought under control by Dublin Fire Brigade. Little damage was caused. The site was being renovated to accommodate over 500 international protection applicants and had become the focus of protests and violence. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
The fire broke out in the lobby area of one of the disused factory buildings just after 9 o'clock last night. Thick black smoke and flames could be seen coming from behind a wall at the former Crown Paints factory on the Malahide Road. Gardaí and public order units arrived at the scene along with three units of Dublin Fire Brigade, which contained the fire and brought it under control within an hour. Gardaí have now begun a criminal investigation into what they suspect is an arson attack on the site, which was due to be converted into accommodation for 550 international protection applicants. The property has been the focus of protests, violence and vandalism this week, and a digger which had been brought onto the site last Monday was burned out in a separate arson attack. The Malahide Road remains open and no injuries have been reported. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, Coolock, Dublin.
A man is due to appear in court later in connection with the circulation of a video online which contained a threat to shoot the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald and the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris. The 28-year-old, who was arrested yesterday, is accused of making threats to kill or cause serious harm to another. The offence carries a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison. He was charged last night and is being detained in Garda custody. Some children who need spinal surgeries may soon receive them overseas, under plans being finalised by Irish health authorities. Families who elect to travel are expected to have their flights and accommodation paid for by the Department of Health. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
Official figures for last month put the total spinal surgery waiting list for children here at 281 patients, including those with spina bifida. In a new development, some children who need spinal surgeries may soon receive them overseas under plans being finalised by Irish health authorities. Families who elect to travel are expected to have their flights and accommodation paid for by the Department of Health. An agreement has been reached with Great Ormond Street Hospital in London, and a number of patients have now been offered treatment there. Treatment is also expected to be provided at Portland Hospital in the UK. Talks are also underway on outsourcing agreements with Morgan Stanley Children's Hospital in New York and another US facility. The developments have also involved the Independent Spinal Task Force here. In a statement, the task force said that while the overseas option is not suitable for all children waiting on spinal surgeries, it is expected that dozens of children will be able to avail of the option to get surgery in world-class facilities.
The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will address an extraordinary meeting of the UK Cabinet at Downing Street today. He's expected to brief ministers about the war in Ukraine and urge the government to help expand Europe's defence industrial base. It's the first time a foreign leader has addressed the UK Cabinet since former US President Bill Clinton in 1997. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump and Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Areas of mist and drizzle will become mostly confined to the east and southeast, with a mix of cloud and some hazy sunny spells for a time. Cloud will thicken across the west later, with outbreaks of rain pushing in off the Atlantic. Highest temperatures of 17 to 22 degrees in moderate to fresh southerly winds.